I'm Christina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
Hey guys, we're back.
And this week's episode, we're going to talk about cool, important women all around the world.
Now it's time for What's Up, Agus and Benji.
Now, this week's episode, you're going to probably be listening to it, and I'm probably going to be done with all my shows for this weekend. I have two shows this weekend. I had one last week, and the backstage was flooded. Well, not backstage, but like the dressing room. And we had to change in like the seating where all the audience sits, and it was really weird, and we had to sort it in the office. But other than that, it turned out great, the show. I had a lot of fun.
And today, I have a soccer match. Now, the first person we're going to talk about is Abby Wacherbach, which is an American soccer player.
She's born in June 2nd, 1980, and she fights for equal rights for women's play and soccer play, because in America, women's soccer team is more famous than the men's soccer team. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, and the women still don't get paid equally to the men, or even better, because they deserve to get to be paid equally.
She played in the girls' FIFA World Cup. She won 2 gold medals in the Olympics.
And at 35 years old, she retired. And that's the end of the story about Abby Wacherbach. The next woman we're going to talk about is Yoki Matsuoka.
She is a robotics engineer. Her original dream was to be a tennis player.
But after many injuries, she decided that a tennis career wasn't for her. She started wondering if she could build a robot, and she did, using a special system called neuro-robotics. It's, you know, your brain, and when you move something, your brain tells your body what to do. So that's what she's trying to do and replicate on robots.
To help other people in need. She was born in 1972 in Japan. Now she works at Google.
And she's still finding ways to make robots better and make them help people. And this is the end of Yoki Matsuoka.
The last and oldest person we're going to talk about is Susan B. Anthony. She was born in February 15, 1820.
And her father owned a school where she learned there and later on teach part-time there.
In November 1st, 1872,
she and several men and several women went to the voting booth to vote, and they got arrested for voting, and she went to court, but she actually wanted to get arrested because then she could bring the court and people will get attention that she couldn't vote. People would actually want to change. This was part of her sneaky plan. And she was actually fined $100 and never paid, which is actually a pretty known fact.
This helped women to get the right to vote.
And even though it wasn't a couple of years after that where they actually did get the right to vote, she sadly died on March 13th in 1906. And that's the end of Susan B. Anthony.
We did this episode because March is Women's History Month.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I'll give a little challenge for you. You can either put this in our Instagram or in reviews, even though that's not what reviews are for, but you can still do it there. You can do it in Anchor and many different places where you can put reviews, and especially in our Instagram.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Talk Show for Kids.
Send us like on a comment or anything, just maybe your favorite woman from History Month. Maybe it's one of what we said, or maybe it's completely different. We want to know. Maybe we'll do them next time for another episode.
Talk to you later.